B-Pod Studios.
The U.S. Marines and Nerd Street Gamers are hosting a free $500 Open League of Legends tournament. Registration is now open, and the tournament starts at 5 p.m. Friday, October 2nd, and the game mode is Summoner's Rift. Visit nerdstreetgamers.com/Marines for rules, tournament information, and to secure your slot. Don't miss out. Register now at nerdstreetgamers.com/Marines. Do you have what it takes?
You're listening to The Breakdown. For more esports and video game news, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Mad Lions suffer a massive upset against Supermassive and are eliminated from Worlds 2020 while Liquid continue to roll and carry the hopes of all of North America. Odell Beckham Jr. makes his debut streaming with a notorious streamer who recently caused Twitch to change their rules all because of him. And Valorant sees some huge changes coming in to the latest patch that includes nerfs to the AWP and more buffs to try and make Viper a viable character for pro play. All that and more next on The Breakdown. Welcome back after a busy weekend in the world of esports. And if you're busy too, but don't have time to stay up to date on the latest in news for esports and video games, all you have to do is follow our Twitter at CheckpointXP, and you're going to stay in the loop on the hottest stuff you want to know. We're publishing new content every day, so hit that subscribe button to get it fresh to your subscription feed. Now, let's jump into the news. Mad Lions eliminated from League of Legends Worlds 2020 in Supermassive upset. Usually when it comes to talking about disappointing performances at Worlds, it's always the North American teams being discussed. Year after year, Asian teams continue to dominate the top spots, while the EU stays in contention despite only winning it all a single time. Still more than North America's big old goose egg, though. However, Mad Lions have made history for being the first EU team bumped in play-in stages of the tournament and doing so while dropping games to teams like Liquid and Supermassive. Mad Lions came into play-ins with momentum, finishing third at spring playoffs and second in the regular season portion of the summer split. But the team filled with rookies struggled to put together the performances they put on in LEC competition. And with 2020 marking three of their core players' first years as top-level professionals, they looked flat-out outmatched when it came to big games with big stakes. I'm not a massive League of Legends fan, but even I could tell you that their champion selections left a lot to be desired, and that again can be brought back to just flat-out inexperience. And because of that, they're now the first LEC team to drop out in the first round of Worlds, and even failing to win a single game in their final best of five series that was win or go home. What does this mean in the grand scheme of things? Well, not a lot for the immediate tournament. Mad Lions weren't expected to head very far, at least not farther than the group stages, but not by much. And there's still a massive undertaking for teams left in the competition. Team Liquid may be chuckling that they finally got through a Worlds play-in round, but if they happen to get placed in Group B with some monster competitors, they won't be laughing so loudly. We're posting daily updates on the Worlds tournament over at our website, CheckpointXP.com, so stay up to date there and lock in to root on your favorite teams. Odell Beckham Jr. teams up with Dr. Disrespect and Scump while more pro athletes jump on the streaming train. It seems like if you could travel back in time and explain to hardcore jocks that in 10 years their favorite pro athletes would be spending their time off the field streaming video games online with a guy who wears a fake mustache and hairpiece, they would have laughed you off than given you a swirly. But that doesn't seem to be the case in 2020, as yet another big-name athlete in Odell Beckham Jr. has joined the streaming world, debuting with tag team streams with Dr. Disrespect and Scump. Beckham Jr. says he's trying to commit to streaming every Monday and Tuesday on his YouTube channel, which is a pretty hefty time investment. And this is just helping the growing trend of large stars and athletes that hold pretty significant social cachet jumping into the streaming game. Blake Snell of the Tampa Bay Rays, Juju Smith-Schuster from the Pittsburgh Steelers, Karl-Anthony Towns, who plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Gordon Hayward, who's on the Eastern Conference Finals runner-up Boston Celtics, and even Xavier Woods, a WWE wrestler, all stream pretty heavily and cover tons of different games in esports.
Have you ever decided, like, have you ever even thought twice about getting to, like, 240 frames per second, 244 hertz, mouse, keyboard, just optimize? I'm talking top-of-the-line gaming. I mean, have you ever thought about it, or is it the simplicity of just picking up a controller?
Nah, just simple, picking up the controller.
Yeah, I feel
you
that.
You know what I mean? I used to play Madden, FIFA, all that, and then it was, like, 2 years ago when which one was that? Modern Warfare 2, when there was like Akin and then USS Texas, and that's when I really started liking it. And my boy was just a sniper.
Can we just move past the part where streaming is considered a nerdy thing to do in this day and age? And the even bigger question is, Dr. Disrespect, is that really the best name you could have partnered up with for a stream launch? Maybe, and maybe not. But considering OBJ is on YouTube, it was either him or Courage JD, and I think the two-time wins out on this one. We've got the highlights of his first streams over at our website for CheckpointXP.com if you want to check them out. Several major operator nerfs announced for next Valorant update. Jet mains woke up afraid today. It was recently revealed that the newest updates for Valorant have some pretty game-changing updates, between nerfs to the AWP and even the attempt at making Viper a viable pick in competitive pro play. But the biggest one coming out of this has to be the AWP nerf. Pros and players alike have been calling on Riot to do something, but what that something is has been up and down. Players like Shroud have called on increasing the price of it, others have talked about reducing damage. What? And others have even talked about making it so that a team can buy only one. Well, you can easily tell what suggestions come from people who have played Counter-Strike and those that came from Overwatch. But AWP changes have been made, and before we get into those, it's important to hear out the thinking the devs had, and they posted it on the update patch notes on their official website. The operator serves an important role in Valorant. It provides the most difficult tactical challenge for teams to overcome, requiring strategic planning and clever utility use. We've been taking a long look at the weapon to try to understand the best way to adjust some of its outsized strengths, while ensuring it remains the most powerful angle-holding weapon in the arsenal. So what did the devs do exactly? They increased the price from 4,500 to 5,000 credits. They decreased the scope movement speed from 76% to 72%. Sounds small, but it's actually pretty big. And adjusted weapon dead zone from becoming inaccurate at 30% movement speed to 15%. And that means you become more inaccurate sooner, becoming accurate later when stopping. They made a few other changes as well, but with those ones being the main ones, it really seems like Riot is stepping up to try and listen to their community. And as players in the community need to remember, balancing will still be taking place because this game is less than a year old. Will this make a huge difference in the game? You can let us know your thoughts on this and any of the other changes on our Twitter at CheckpointXP. That's it for the news today. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're always posting brand new content right here on our YouTube channel. But did you know that Checkpoint XP is the only syndicated radio show in over 70 cities across the US and Canada that talks exclusively esports and video games? If you go to our website at CheckpointXP.com, you can see where we're airing and if we're in a city near you. My name's Weird Beard, and LA Comic Con happening during COVID-19 is hella dumb.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.